Hello, this is Doug.
Hi, Doug. It's Amy calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I wanted to call and just talk to you about the approval that you got us yesterday for Federal Elevator. Thanks a lot for working on that and pushing it through. So basically, from my understanding, the first reason why it was declined was because underwriting saw that like the draws were too high for the Cabbage and Funding Circle, or it's kind of up to their discretion?
No, what it is we have intake specialists. Basically, those are the data entry $10 an hour clerks, bluntly. They saw those two advances and said, well, there's advances that, I think 100 or 160, whatever they were.
Mm-hmm.
And those are just way too high. We'll never be able to get an offer high enough to have the merchant net 50%. Well, in reality, and that's when I emailed you the manual, which they kind of, again, you had $10 an hour clerk, so they kind of messed up, to put it bluntly. That should have been pushed through to underwriting. Because
okay.
For the manual, it's underwriter's discretion of how they look at that Cabbage and Funding Circle. And if they have 3 negative days in or greater in
is
the current
per
month.
Per month? Okay.
Yeah. And that's just in this circumstance. So it's a kind of exception to the rule type deal. So if it's underwriter's discretion, let's say they have 3 or greater
mm-hmm.
negative days in the prior month of June, which they did not. This one, then we have to pay them off. So if they don't have those, because then we just look at it like they're going the wrong direction. They got some negative days,
yeah.
They had 2 big advances, and now they're asking for another advance. So at that point, our policy is to pay them off. At the time, it's underwriter discretion. So the underwriter looked at it, saw it was a monthly, didn't count it as an MCA advance.
Okay.
And then just issued the offer. So that's why I wanted to push through the underwriting, because I had a pretty good feeling when I reviewed the deal.
Yeah.
I saw the decline that it was going to be offered on.
Okay.
So basically the bottom line is we really don't care about those two. Well, we do care about it somewhat in the STIPs. We're just probably the 2 UCC liens.
Yeah, I did see that.
Probably those, I would assume.
Okay.
So we just want documentation what those UCC liens are for
mm-hmm.
to make sure we can tie it into there. And it's not like another MCA advance. And other than that, the STIPs are pretty simple.
Yeah, so I was just looking at the STIPs here because, you guys did offer the best approval on this one. And, our process is Grant and myself, we are strictly on the credit side. So now this is going to be handed off to our funding department to clear those STIPs. So I just kind of wanted to preview with you if they need any assistance, should they be reaching out to you or do you have somebody that works in funding that can help them out?
Well, for me, here's how it goes, is you can reach out to me on anything. Pretty much either my knowledge, my background will allow me to answer the question, or I'll know who to get to very quickly to answer the question.
Okay.
So reach out to me. But just to let you know how the process goes, once it gets to funding, we have 2 funding support guys,
mm-hmm.
Joe and Neil, and
okay.
who are very good. Joe is off the charts good. So a lot of times they're pushy to the point of being pesky, which is good. Because they're trying to get the deal funded. So they'll jump in and say, hey, what's going on with this? They'll help in any way they can. Whatever you choose, whatever you ask them to do, they'll do.
Okay.
But you can reach out to me also at any time. And, sometimes I'll defer to Joe. I'll say, Joe, hey, check with underwriter. They got everything in. What is that type deal? But, most of my ISO bases reach out to me for the most part. Unless, let's say I'm on a call with you, they send me an email or something, or I'm out, like I visit in California, and
mm-hmm.
I don't respond within a couple minutes.
Okay.
They'll reach out to Joe because they know Joe's the contact, and he's excellent. So, in the funding arena, don't hesitate to call me, but again, if you can't get a hold of me, or Joe is, they've already talked to Joe, and he's more hands-on with it, then that's fine, too. It makes a difference to me, either him or I.
Okay. So basically, I'm looking at the pricing calculator now with the option that we select. We'll go ahead and select it from there where it says offer options, and then that's when the docs will be generated for us.
Right. You can either download them or you can send it to the merchant via DocuSign.
Okay.
Once you click on whatever you want, you know, it gives you the two drop downs, DocuSign or download, whichever the merchant prefers. If you're tech savvy, DocuSign is by far the easiest.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's quicker, faster, and as soon as if you do choose DocuSign, as soon as they execute the DocuSign, there'll be immediately an email sent to you stating, sent to the other email now, but it'll be sent out to your regular email stating DocuSign documents have been executed.
Okay.
And it's in funding now. So, and if you don't see that right away, which means they're either struggling with it or they've opened it and haven't executed it, we can let you know if they've opened it and reviewed it.
Okay.
If they fail it twice, you have to resend it.
I see.
Just an FYI.
Okay. And then I just had a quick question because I was plugging this into basically like a 15-month max term offer into our calculator, or just our CRM has like a calculator that we, you know, output like what the term, daily payment, buy rate, sell rate is going to be. And I noticed like our numbers were slightly off. So at 110 over 15 months, that includes 12 points. It's a sell of 1.14. I'm getting a daily payment of $492.38, whereas your calculator says $470.01.
Yeah. Only thing I get to differently is our calculator will determine the exact number of business days that are remit to be taken out for the 15-month term. You know, maybe yours is a generic where it's a 20-day. You know what I mean? Or 21-day or 22-day. Because, you know, some months have more business days than others. That's
okay.
The only thing off the top of my head that I can think of. Otherwise,
yeah.
I don't know.
All right, because, yeah, we did program this for 21 days per month, you know, based on our conversation.
Ours actually takes into account in the 15-month term, if, let's say, you executed it today or whatever, or it'll you get the exact number of business days we'll be taking remits out. So, you know what I mean? So maybe it's there's four weekends or something that doesn't in March of next year. You know what I mean? As an example. So
yeah.
I don't know if that's, you know, because it's 20 or 20. It's between 20 and 22 typically in a month.
Mm-hmm.
Business days. So maybe that's it. I don't know.
Okay. And then the verbiage, like on the origination fee, that's going to be on the documents, correct?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
And that can be waived, and I think I've gone over that with you.
Right.
I've actually emailed you on that.
Exactly.
The 470.01 will be, once you click it, that is the amount that will show up in the contract.
Okay.
That's our daily remit.
All right. Sounds good here. So I'll go ahead and just relay this information to our funding department.
Okay.
I'm sure that they're going to need to go into the pricing calculator and select or credit once the rep is able to sell to the customer. We haven't presented these terms yet, but it looks good.
Okay, very good. And then once you select it, send in your STIPs. Again, you'll probably have to ask about those couple of UCC filings. That might take a little time to chase those down. But, and again, we're just trying to tie it into the two advances of Funding Circle and Cabbage is what they're probably for, I would assume.
Okay. Makes sense.
And then once we get them in, we'll fund same day.
Awesome. Yeah, I also logged into the portal that you sent me information for, and so I took a look at that, and that basically just kind of is like a deal tracker, tells us what we have approved, and then I also saw that like we can also track commissions paid that way through the portal as well. Are there any other features that like you'd like to point out?
Commissions, STIPs. So let's say you send in your STIPs, you're wondering, oh my God, I wonder if they cleared them.
Mm-hmm.
Although my funding support team will jump on it once it's cleared to let you know anyways, but you're real time. So if they clear, let's say you send your STIPs in and you think the UCC lane is fine, and for whatever reason you look on the portal and you jump into the STIPs,
mm-hmm.
and three have been cleared, but those UCC are still outstanding, there's probably a question, and you may need to reach out to me or the support guy and just say, hey, well, why haven't they cleared this, and then we'll give you an explanation why.
Okay.
It pertained to one, and I'm just using this as an example, pertaining to one another. So you're real time on clearing STIPs also.
Okay.
And then one other thing that feature that's nice is, with the commissions, it'll track it like to the second. So, to the day. So let's say it's, it'll say pending, we're just waiting for the deal to get set up in commissions, and then it'll say funded, knows the next day you'll get it. So it kind of gives you an idea of exactly. So if it says funded, it hasn't been cut yet, but once it says funded, if it says pending, it hasn't been cut yet, but once it says funded,
yeah,
that means that following day you will get commissions, so kind of a heads up to watch out for it.
Okay, awesome. So, and so then with fun. With the portal, I can also set up like as many users as needed, so I can add our funding department and maybe other analysts. Okay.
Yep. And then one other thing it does track, which is actually very good, and I know most people have a tick lit file, but it'll show for like renewals. You can look at the deal and show, actually it shows its performance. You know, if it says performing, watch lists, collections, whatever, it'll show all that. And then it'll show how much it's paid down. It'll show 46% or 10% or whatever percentage is paid down. And at that point, you you know, it may be close to being renewal, so you can kind of jump on it. You know, it kind of allows you to track the deals with us as they're performing, too. So it gives you pretty much everything from beginning to end.
Nice. All right. I'm actually trying to log into the portal right now. Is it going to be my first, is it going to be my email, or is it just
I think I sent it to you before I switched over the email addresses. Like, I know I did. So it'll be your email, will be your login, and then you can establish your password from there.
Okay, I was able to log in yesterday, but I'm just getting like an incorrect username password right now. So
yeah, maybe because I switched the email.
So you're saying it would be credit now instead of BCHU?
Try that. I don't think so. I'd have to resend that. It's,
okay.
For some reason, I don't know. No, I should be under your HU.
Yeah, I'm actually in, so it just took a couple tries, so we're good.
Okay, good.
Okay, awesome.
Right, let me know.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Bye,
Doug.